putting a cool oil rag over the top of it.
People thought they had to think up things.
They just one gift from another. They just like now. Oh, don't touch that. Oh, don't touch that.
Uh-huh.
Go yourself. Don't put a germ in it.
Uh-huh.
If we cut ourselves, stuck something up with it, grab us and put some cool oil on there and wipe it off.
Uh-huh.
And don't get any dew with it. You get dew for it and you stay out of dew and keep cool.
Things have really changed, don't
they? Yes, they really have.
Well, what about milk? What would you carry milk in?
We had milk buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Had, I don't know what kind of buckets they were, but anybody come after milk, they bring their own buckets.
They bring their
own buckets.
Oh,
buckets.
I see.
That's the way that was.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't send out milk, but if you come after, you get it. You know, my grandmother kept it in, or whoever it was, would keep it in a big stone jar down in that pit in the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cool and clean in there.
Yeah.
Now, cleanliness, I'm wrapped up in it, but I haven't got too frail now to do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to get out and get my bed clothes out in the air and clean them up.
Uh-huh.
They ain't dirty, but I want to refresh them.
Mm-hmm.
When it get cool, I'll get somebody to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could talk and make a world.
Oh, you're really good at this. Well, what about, what would you feed the hogs, people feed their hogs, what would they use to carry the food out there to them?
That's slop, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, slop the hogs.
Yeah.
They say potato peel and green leaves and cold scraps left on some table, dish water, you know, soap, and pour it in there, get some corn and put it in there and let it sit overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and feed the hog, put it in the hog trough, and clean the hog trough out, and the water trough, put some fresh water in there for the hog. And when they get ready to kill hog, they put two, three up on the floor and feed them nothing but corn and water.
Oh, really?
And their entrance will be so pretty and white when they kill them.
Oh,
they had the prettiest lawn.
Oh, they would.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really. Well, what would people use to fry eggs in?
If they fried the salt meat, what they raised, ham, fried egg, you better put butter in the skillet.
In the skillet, they use a skillet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, would it be, what would that skillet be made of usually? Well, did
you
ever see one with legs on it, like to put in the fireplace?
A pot? The skillet and lid?
Yeah, they have
used to bake bread in there.
Oh, and they put that in the fireplace?
On the fireplace,
On the fireplace,
I've got an iron pot with legs on it.
Oh,
I guess about 60 some odd years old now. And I just keep it. I've had several come here wanting to get it off of me.
Uh-huh.
And I got smoother now to come out of my generation from generation.
Oh.
I sold some, but I got to the ones I wanted to keep and I kept
them. That's good. If you were going to cook, like in those days, to boil potatoes or cook potatoes, usually what would they cook them in?
Boil.
Mm-hmm, boil
potatoes. It had a pot to boil them in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like I had three nights when I bought down Safeway the other day. Saturday, I got up and washed them off and put them on in some cold water, sprinkled some salt in them, and a heavy pot, aluminum pot, and boiled them out.
Well, now, what would you have for, what would you eat?